Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here on 1320 WILS. Going out on the phone now to Erica Ward, who is a second-year vet student at the College of Veterinary Medicine at Michigan State University. A great event I look forward to every year as I'm bringing up my daughters. The Vet-A-Visit is happening tomorrow at MSU. Why don't you tell us what Vet-A-Visit is all about?
Vet-A-Visit is our open house. It's the one day that we open our doors to the public and allow everyone to see what goes on inside our school and inside our hospital.
And it's almost everything that goes on. I mean, you've got about 50 exhibits this year that really run the gamut of absolutely every aspect of veterinary medicine.
That's right. We have all sorts of different exhibits. We have a milk a cow exhibit, a touch a snake exhibit. They can work an endoscope and have their stuffed animals fixed by a student doctor, and they can even tour our state-of-the-art radiology department.
And some of these things, obviously they're fun, but you say like milking a cow. There's an awful lot of people in this world who've never done that before, and so it's a pretty amazing experience.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I remember my first time visit. I think it was the very first time I milked a cow, and it's just there's always such great things going on, and it's really fun.
Absolutely, and you mentioned the touching a snake, and I think you may be responsible for my younger daughter's boa constrictor that she owns, because I'm quite certain the first time she touched a snake was at the Vet-A-Visit when she was a little girl, and must have left an impression. That's all I'm getting. But it's for animal lovers of all kind. You talk about an endoscope and being able to kind of operate one. What's that experience like for folks at an event like this?
It's really cool. It's kind of like playing a video game, because you kind of have to look at a screen and use these little remote controls, and we have it set up so you try to get candy out of a shoebox.
Aha. So,
really cool.
So you get to see kind of how you have to work the machinery in order to do some of these things.
Yeah, exactly.
It kind of highlights a lot of the technology that is in the College of Veterinary Medicine, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, and it's changed so much over the years, and the interest from the public has changed so much over the years, too, and so we just like to communicate that and to show everyone all about us.
Well, in the petting zoo, so you're going to have all kinds of different live animals for folks to pet.
Yeah, all sorts. Mostly large animals for the petting zoo. And they can also listen to the heart of a sheep in our sheep meet and greet exhibit. And we even have special appearance by Zeke the Wonder Dog, who's going to come and do a little agility performance.
Oh, well, everybody loves Zeke the Wonder Dog. Absolutely. There's also, it's kind of fun. There's college merchandise for sale as well. That's kind of a fun thing,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, the great thing about Vet-A-Visit is it's free to come. So everyone should come. And we do have refreshments and merchandise for sale, too. So.
And what about, I noticed your specialty. Well, let's talk about you for a little bit. I love the fact that you're a local gal. You're from Fowlerville, Michigan.
Yep, I grew up just down the road, about 30 minutes from
yes,
here.
Yes, you did. And equine medicine seems to be your field of interest.
Yeah, I didn't really grow up around horses, but I grew up, I grew up riding horses, and I didn't have any of my own for a very long time. But I grew so passionate about them and tried to incorporate them into everything I did. I worked at a riding stable and at a racing stable in high school, and have had many experiences with all different kinds of horses, and I love them. So I'm glad I can do something that I love.
And you did your undergrad at MSU as well?
Yes, I did most of my undergrad at MSU. And I kind of always knew I wanted to be a vet, and I really wasn't sure. The field of veterinary medicine is so vast, and there's so many different opportunities, and I really wasn't sure where I wanted to end up, and it kind of just all fell into place, and I'm really lucky.
Well, from your enthusiasm and passion, I'm guessing future animals are going to be very lucky to have you as well in communities. We've heard people in the public, we hear over and over again that getting into vet school is harder than getting into medical school. What's your perspective on that?
That's what everyone says. There are very few vet schools in the country compared to human medicine schools. So I think that's what makes it the hardest thing to do. And I encourage anyone who wants to be a vet just to keep going. And, you know, if you do have the right path, you'll get there. And we actually have a student and faculty panel that is going to be tomorrow, where it's geared towards high school students and for those interested in the field of veterinary medicine.
So the message that you're saying is just because it may be a little harder to begin, don't give up.
Exactly. Don't give up.
And MSU is one of the best vet schools in the country.
I would definitely say so.
or let's say number one.
Yeah, it is number one.
It's very number. And another thing, that this is staffed by vet students. It's staffed by the staff and the professors there as well tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah, it's organized by the students, but everyone takes part, everyone from our professors to our clinicians and our technicians, and just about everyone has their hands in it.
And you are one of the chief coordinators of tomorrow's event. When do you start working on this?
We'll probably start planning for next year's on Monday. So it takes all year.
So you get a whole one day off between.
Yeah.
I read a little something about a painted horse. What is that? What role does that have tomorrow?
Yeah, we have several equine exhibits, and one of them is the painted horse. And we have the horse painted on one side. It has its skeleton. On the other side, it has all the muscles. And there will be someone there kind of pointing all the major things out and just showing you how it goes. And another equine exhibit that we have going on is a dressage demonstration that is really well put together, and it should be a really great performance to see.
And the interactive part, I think, is what is so great about a day like this is if you walk up and you see something and you have a question, there's somebody there who can answer that question for you and give you the right answers.
Oh, yeah, and look for the people in the orange and red shirts. Those are all the vet students who are there to help.
Aha. Uh-huh. What kind of crowds do you expect for something like this?
We are expecting about 5,000 people to walk through our doors tomorrow. So it's going to be a little bit crowded, but it should be a great day, and there's plenty of stuff to go around and plenty of things to see.
Well, and that's a lot of people, but my experience over the years there has been, and I think the crowd has grown a bit, it sounds like it, but my experience over the years is there's so many different things to do that you never feel like you're, you know, being pushed through anything, and there's plenty of room to move around because there are so many different things to do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's tons of exhibits, so plenty of things to do.
And this is all over, this is in the vet building. Well, let's give location for this event tomorrow.
Okay, so our school is located on the corner of Wilson and Bogue. In East Lansing, and there's different places that you can park. You can't park right here at the vet school, but right across from us is the Wharton Center, the Wharton Performance Center, and you can park in that structure as well as down the road a little bit. There's plenty of parking spaces, and there's people who are going to be around to help direct traffic as well.
Well, and we're supposed to have pretty good weather tomorrow,
yeah,
so that should
be
helpful.
Yeah, it's supposed to be really nice. Last year it was a little bit rainy, so we're really looking forward to the good weather.
Which we can then encourage folks to do other things on campus. After they leave,
yeah,
they could go down to the dairy store or
absolutely
maybe visit the children's garden or something. What is the most rewarding thing? You're in your second year at the College of Veterinary Medicine. What has been the most rewarding thing that is working towards this career for you, and what are you looking forward to?
You know, the thing I like about VetaVisit is it's a great way to connect with the community and just share my passion for animals with others, and that's what I really love to do.
And in taking care of the animals and the horses, you have a lot of, obviously, hands-on experience at your second year, and you've been doing that since day one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And there's plenty of hands-on experiences to go around, and I try to fill in all my days off and everything on my weekends around animals and horses and giving lessons and working at farm camps in the summer. And just getting my hands in there.
Well, it sounds like this is your life and you're in the right place.
Yep.
Well, we look forward. What are the hours of VetaVisit tomorrow?
It goes on from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Very good. Well, Erica, I can't thank you enough for sharing us with this. It's an amazing event. If you haven't been, I encourage folks to go. And if you have been, you know, and you'll be going again tomorrow. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful weekend and good luck tomorrow.
Thanks for having me. Hope to see you tomorrow.
Very good. Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Erica Ward, who is the Chief VetaVisit Coordinator from the College of Veterinary Medicine. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.